it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready for the upcoming football season with Moran Chevrolet, a proud sponsor of Cash the Ticket. It's time to elevate your tailgate with the right truck, the 26 Silverado 4x4 LT Crew Cab. You can lease one now. $265 a month, 24 months. You can check out the all-new 2026 Equinox LT. Lease that, $295 a month, 36 months. And if you're thinking about EVs, you're a big Doug Karsh guy. Skip the gas station altogether with the 25 Equinox. $209 a month, 24 months. All payments are with only $999 down. It's Moran Chevrolet, Michigan's number one selling Chevy dealer. Find your ride fast at MoranExpress.com or stop by on Gratiot. Just north of 15 Mile in Clinton Township, Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price, period. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
You know, I'm a huge fan of Hungry Howie's, but I'm a lot more than a happy customer. I'm a happy crustomer. Yeah, crustomer. Because I'm all about that pepperoni pizza with Italian herb crust. But don't take my word for it. There's a bold flavor for every kind of crustomer. Garden salad veggie lovers, Howie breadheads, the butter cheese crust crowd. Hungry Howie's has your back. And from September 4th to the 14th, they're showing their crustomer appreciation with 25% off any total order. Order any way you want. The menu's at HungryHowie's.com.
At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
And the last thing before we get to the board and all the games and the betting, we need to talk about your football team's kickoff time for week 4 against USC.
Oh, don't. Why? Dude, don't. Come on.
Because really? As soon as we taped the episode where we were like, hey, it's got to be 3:30 or at night. As soon as I got home, I got the notification. You guys are playing at 11 p.m. Michigan State out west week 4.
I hate it. There's nothing else I can say. I mean, like, what's the point of CBS buying a Big Ten game each week so they can put on a Pac-12 matchup of Washington State? Oh, wait, Washington's in the Big Ten and Wazoo doesn't have a conference. That's at 7:30? No, it's USC Michigan State. No, it's not. Don't you dare try to tell me about the Apple Cup being some kind of boner-inducing football matchup. Only nerds like us know what the fuck that game is. You say Apple Cup, someone thinks it's a new McDonald's menu item. Stop it.
Well, hold on. How much? Okay, I have a lot of Spartan fans in my life. You, Evan, I mean, guys, we work at the station beyond you two, Rico, who you host with. I get it as an MSU fan, this would suck. But wasn't this always understood that like part of adding these teams from the West Coast would mean, hey, when you play in California, you're occasionally going to have a late kick? We're used to this in all other sports.
Yeah, if it's Cal, Minnesota, I'd get it. It's Michigan State, USC. You have a 7:30 time slot that's available. You have two of them, actually. You have Big Ten Saturday night on NBC, and you have the CBS Big Ten edition. Those are both available to be selected. There's no reason this game's on at 11. Now, what was the Big Noon didn't take Indiana, Illinois?
Yeah.
Which is an absolute joke. They took what? Texas Tech, Utah? Is that what they took?
I've got the whole slate. Where else could they have put this game? Saturday night is Illinois, Indiana. That's your Big Ten Saturday night, the NBC Peacock game. Those are two teams with numbers next to their name. Not traditional powers, there's a thought one could make the playoffs. So you pit them against each other at night at Indiana. If I'm looking at the other windows for the day, you mentioned Oregon State and Oregon. That's a rivalry matchup. They're going to play Big Ten Network, so you didn't lose out to them. The Apple Cup is on CBS at 7:30 p.m. that night.
That's
is that where you think Michigan State should have been?
100%. It's a no-brainer. It's two top 25 brands. You can't say that about Washington State. It's also USC. Even if you hate Michigan State and you don't think they're a pimple on an elephant's ass, it's USC. Coliseum, Song Girls, sun setting. It's all there.
I think where some of this comes from is USC wants to play some night games because their USC can do that will be Oregon, Washington, and UCLA.
Yeah, I think 25% of your schedule at night is playing some night games. No?
Yeah.
Bottom line, the networks run this sport and they're running it into the fucking ground. 11 p.m. Dude, I'm sorry, but I'm not 25 anymore. I can't be up at 2:30 in the morning. That's crazy.
But this was always the trade-off. Like, Michigan State's going to benefit from a big brand media rights deal where they get paid more money than they know what to do with.
Right, yeah, but who does that benefit? Who? How does that help exactly?
It benefits your school.
I'm waiting for that trickle-down effect. How does it benefit my school? My stadium's a shithole. Our NIL's in shambles. What do I get? Fan points? Jim, everyone says, oh, my God, it's such a big benefit. Who is it helping? Who?
Do you not want to be in the Big Ten? I mean, this is the trade-off.
Right. I didn't make the trade-off. Fans didn't make the trade-off. No one got a say at this. No one got a seat at the table. So my whole point is, look, I'm not mad at you for saying the truth, which is school get money. Good. School like money. But what I'm saying is we have to stop conflating this, that this is some kind of, well, look, I mean, Mike, your school got a big victory. How? They're still begging. The school is still giving out gloved hand jobs for NIL dollars. The stadium's in disrepair. Where's the win? Where'd the money go? All it is a different version of the government. Where do our tax dollars go? Jim just drove his car into a fucking sinkhole. Jim's entire car disappeared. Fix the roads!
Car's running just fine, but point taken. Yeah,
come on.
I don't want to be callous towards Spartan fans. Like I said, there's a lot of Spartan fans in my life. I get it. It sucks at 11 o'clock, but like this was always part of the deal. It's just like, oh, now we're angry about it. Like this was always going to happen.
Yeah, we're angry about it because we never wanted the deal. I don't know a single MSU fan, a Michigan fan, who wanted USC and UCLA in this conference. Washington, Oregon, not me. I didn't ask for this. So now here's my only point to you. You've taken away the ability, and I'm not even going to do the, oh, what about the kids? Man, fuck the kids. The point is, adults can't watch this. No reasonable adult is going to watch this game. None. 11 o'clock is bedtime. Big Ten Saturday night. Go fuck yourself. All right, let's keep it moving. Can we get to the board, please? I am in a good mood, and you've really angered me with a Coach Prime in the MSU playing at 2 in the morning reset.
DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before. Right.
Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.